Chapter 3, Dad and My Childhood, from the book My Life Stories Through Mine Eyes by Pam Park-On. When I was young, Dad had a rather strict demeanor, and I was always apprehensive about upsetting him. His stern voice alone was enough to make me strive to avoid conflict with him. As I got older and wiser, his demeanor over time changed to be such a kind, caring, and giving dad. I always have fond memories of Dad being a part of my immediate family, spending holidays, summers, and eventually living with Phil and I as he aged. Dad was a hard worker, always engrossed in building something for our home or creating shopping lists for the weekends. He constructed various items to enhance our living space, such as desks made from doors and bookshelves for our bedrooms. He also built a bike rack on the side of the house, lattice work for the front porch, and even a roof rack for our car, which we would use for camping trips. Additionally, he extended the backyard porch with his craftsmanship, using wood and cement to create a functional and attractive addition. Dad possessed a strong sense of organization, often taking charge of planning and preparing for various tasks. Even when engaging in crafts with Mom, I suspect Dad would have made a list of needing supplies beforehand. His engineering background likely contributed to his mindset. During my elementary school years, Dad was actively involved in the United States Junior Chamber, commonly known as the JCs. This organization's focus on leadership training, community service, and civic engagement. I have a vivid memory of Dad organizing a special Christmas event where Santa visited different homes to deliver gifts. One year, Santa brought me a delightful white blouse, which was particularly exciting as it was store-bought rather than handmade. When my brother Bruce joined the Boy Scouts, Dad took a role of Scoutmaster. He dedicated significant time and effort to help Scouts participate in various activities and outings across California. I recall one memorable trip from Davis to Palm Springs. Additionally, Dad spearheaded the troop's fundraising efforts by selling Christmas trees. At the time, it seemed like the only Christmas tree lot in Davis. Dad and the Scouts would venture into the mountains months before December to mark the trees they desired. Somehow, the trees would be cut and shipped to Davis, ensuring that we always had a full and splendid tree for the holidays. Dad was personally occupied with numerous projects, even each seeming to be never-ending. He rarely had time for himself, although he did manage to play a little tennis. While his skills were average, he couldn't dedicate as much time or energy to the sport as Mom. Occasionally on weekends, Dad would take me to his job site where he was involved in bridge construction. I felt immense pride and awe seeing him build bridges. It was a bit intimidating for me to be atop the bridge and witness the work being done. I remember him once sharing a story of a fall from a considerable height that resulted in a back injury. I couldn't fathom how it was possible to construct a bridge over water. Below it was a picture inside the book of the Elkhorn Bridge built by the Dad spanning the Sacramento River. Dad worked for the Space Division of the Air Force for over 35 years as a civil engineer. He won an award for building an apartment complex for the Air Force. Dad also built a housing complex, launch pad, runways, building for housing satellites, and many other projects. When we lived in La Habra, Dad would come every weekend with a bag of groceries and we would barbecue or cook whatever delightfulness he brought. It was so nice because being a young family, we were financially strapped, so it was wonderful to enjoy a nice meal on the weekends. Dad learned to make kimchi, reminiscent of the type his mom used to prepare. We began cooking together, creating not only kimchi, but also various banchans. In 2008, during a family vacation in the Outer Banks of Virginia, I meticulously measured the ingredients of Dad's recipes while he put them together. Inspired by our culinary adventures, I compiled a small cookbook entitled Grandpa's Secrets for each of our kids. Josh had each child sign a confidential agreement regarding Grandpa's cherished recipes. It became a memorable occasion, expressing our gratitude by giving back a token of appreciation for all the delectable meals he had prepared over the years. Dad's love language is giving, and his generous spirit towards our family has been a tremendous source of inspiration for me, something I deeply admire. As a parent, I have incorporated numerous ideas and values from him. His thoughtful gesture of taking each grandchild to Alaska has motivated Yeye and me to create similar cherished memories by taking our own grandkids to Hawaii. I'm well aware that trips to Alaska with Dad were significant highlights in my kids' lives. Despite leading a modest life, Dad prioritized spending his hard-earned money on family experiences. There's so much more I could write about my dad, as he was a significant influence in my adulthood and parenting journey. Dad played basketball growing up. He was on the